Deadly Funny is a comedy competition that invites up-and-coming Indigenous comedians to strut their stuff. Following regional workshops and heats, judges select a group to go to Melbourne for the national competition and $2,000 prize. This year's host, Andy Saunders, is on the line to talk about the process of preparing the deadly heats. Hey, Andy, how's it going?
Hey, really good. Yourself?
Very good. So I was wondering, how did you become involved with Deadly Comedy? Deadly Funny, sorry.
Look, it's been a few years I've been involved with Deadly Funny. It's my initial involvement in, it was just a performance, a quick performance in character. I've got this character named Ray Ray Boy, and he does, you know, he does some funny stuff around that exercise regime, which is like a reference to Zumba, but it's a curry style Zumba, which is called Kumba. So I did like, I think initially, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I did a bit of a routine for them back then. And, you know, the showcase is really fun. It was a really, really great little opportunity for Aboriginal stand-up comedians to get into and show this stuff and, you know, express themselves in a comedic way. I think it was... back then, they saw a little bit of potential in me becoming a mentor and maybe sort of guiding people who are very interested in going into that that form of artistic expression.
Yeah,
if
well,
I may say so.
With ideas like Kumba, I mean, the sky is the limit.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could become so fit on that type of exercise regime. It's big. It's interactive. It's very. It's not very difficult. So you know, it caters for all styles, ages, and what have you.
And what advice do you give to new comedians as part of the workshops that you do?
You say to yourself, and look, if you're worried about what sort of routine or what you're going to talk about yourself. No one can copy that. It's easy to do jokes that are in the same vein or the same topic as another comedian, because you know obviously there's politics and relationships. You know, there's racism. There's a lot of different topics that are utilised by stand-up comedians. And sometimes you can do nearly the same joke. The way to avoid that is just talking about yourself and telling stories about, real stories about your own experience. So I think that's the only way you can be ultimately individual. But that said, you know, it's all right to talk about observations that you've seen or experienced as well. So, I mean, to be honest, the sky's the limit with stand-up comedy. I just think it's the truest and most purest form of expression and giving people a window into your own mind. And I sort of sometimes feel sorry for people looking into mine.
And how many people are gunning for the top prize?
Oh, look, there could be a group of contestants, probably upwards of, I think, around 10 to 15. Last year we had a really good showing, and the level of talent was ridiculous. So I was a little bit... I was a little bit jealous. I wanted to take a few out and thinking, wow.
How do you decide who's the best? Can you tell us a bit about the judging process?
I think that the judges look for difficult manoeuvres in the most critical part of the wave. Oh, no, that's surfing. I'm just... I always get mixed up there. I think they just look for individuality, confidence on stage, and... look, it's all right to make a mistake too, cause it's important to, allow the audience to know that you are human and you do make mistakes on stage. You don't have to be perfect. No one's there's no such thing as a perfect comedian. It's just having the confidence to be able to express yourself and be confident in who you are.
Have you noticed? Sorry, you go.
No, you go.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Have you noticed a difference in style between the Deadly contestants and other Melbourne open mic competitions, such as Raw Comedy?
There is a lot of in Deadly Comedy. It is black comedy, so there is a lot of reference to Aboriginal life experiences and, you know, how we do things as opposed to how non-Indigenous people do things. And when I say non-Indigenous, I mean, you know, it can be anyone from, can I say white?
Yeah.
I'll say white to Chinese, Asian or American. I mean, America is they're a huge target at the moment because there's huge changes going on over there, you know. Angelina and Brad just broke up, and I think that's the most
It shook my world,
thing.
I know.
Oh, look, it's the biggest thing for me that's happened over there. But, I mean, the thing is that we have normal observations, and they're quite mainstream most of the time. But, for the most part, Deadly Funny is fairly Indigenous-targeted humour, and look, it's quite translatable. I have to say that non-Indigenous white audiences are increasing exponentially going to Aboriginal comedy, because I think Aboriginal stand-up comedy is probably one of the most untouched platforms in stand-up comedy in the world, I would have to say, because it doesn't have a huge amount of representation out there. So it is probably the most untouched area at this time. So there's a lot of opportunity out there to, you know, get out and talk about it and share it and connect with people on something that could be translatable. And, you know, a lot of topics are translatable. We're not too dissimilar to anyone else. You know, we want the same things. We need the same things.
And you can voice those needs through comedy, which is really fantastic.
That's the beauty of comedy. I mean, comedy is the best thing in the world. I mean, it creates a space where people feel good. And when people feel good, they learn more. So, I mean, it's a great, it's a really, really good, great opportunity to teach people about your own culture, your minority, your religion.